When someone takes a Polaroid of you, do they steal part of your soul? Who would win in a fight? A witch or a wizard? All of these questions you can find the answer to on This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast. It's a Tuesday. It's a paranormal day.
Ow, ow.
And you are here joining us in a very spooky little room with your two pals, Rory Powers and Kit Greer.
It's very much like the Chokey from Matilda, if you remember that.
Yeah.
Except instead of one child trapped in there, it's two grown men with microphones.
It's two children. Two children with microphones. If you haven't listened to this podcast before, me and Kit are professional paranormal investigators. My mother in the womb would play, you know how like some parents to like educate their children?
Right.
They'll play like classical music.
Yes. Get them started into the young. Thing.
Yeah. My mother played Yeti mating calls.
Right.
Blasted into her belly. So when I came out, I was hungry for the beast.
Right. Bit like a sniffing dog. She just gave you a little scent.
Give me a scent.
Before you even learn to f***ing hold your head up straight.
Yeah. I popped out, the doctor spanked my ass, and I was off to the races.
It was all I needed.
I spent the next 12 months in the Antarctic, wow, roaming around like a baby demon. Ironically, I became the weirdest beast. Uh-oh, mama needs another baby to hunt me.
The family of Yetis actually took pity on me because it was so barbaric.
All right, so on this week's podcast, you know, I got a really interesting case here.
Really?
It's one of these big high-profile ones that, you know, you're like, how have we not done this one yet?
Really?
It's crazy, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. I'm really excited to hear that.
So, our story today begins way back in the 13th century.
13th century. I didn't know we had, like, big paranormal cases going that far back.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. And we are in Northern England.
Northern England.
And let's not romanticize it, people. It was a dirty, ignorant time.
Because I was going to romanticize it.
Petticoats. Horse and carriage.
Yes.
Gentlemen.
Maybe even swords, shields, battle axes.
Right.
Or do I maybe maybe I'm a little bit...
You think that's romanticizing it?
Maybe that's... Am I like getting my years wrong? I'm thinking like trebuchets.
Yeah.
Horseback. Mongolians. Wrong part of the world?
Wrong part of the world. Okay. Wrong time.
Fine.
And also, most importantly, not romantic.
Okay. That's... Well, actually, that's subjective, so...
I'm actually really turned on. The thought of a trebuchet launching right now, I am very aroused.
I mean, it's no coincidence they designed them to look like big swinging dicks.
There's a lot of isolation and a lot of religious extremism.
Okay.
And that is a bad combination of things.
At the time, they thought it was normal, but today we realize that it was a religiously and socially repressed time.
Bad times.
Right.
There's probably a plague in there somewhere as well.
Right.
I don't know shit about history.
No.
Well, in the small village of, I don't know what it's called. Let's make it up. It's called Cauldron Town.
What have you researched?
there was an old woman in Cauldron Town.
Cauldron Town? Do you know her name?
Yeah. Her name's actually Mary Worth. So.
Let me see that sheet of paper. You show me that says. Okay. He wrote unnamed wench on the sheet. I just want everyone to know that.
Because her cabin was just outside of the town, she was pretty isolated from the rest of the village.
Okay.
She would spend her days making herbal remedies and selling them to weary travelers.
Oh.
She kept to herself, and people kept away from her. One day in the village, girls started to go missing. One after another, families were waking up with their daughters, poof, just gone.
What? This is going very quickly.
I know, sorry. They looked everywhere in the village, but they all turned up empty-handed.
Wow, what could it be?
I know, right?
I mean, these days, you know, all the young women in one village go missing. Listen, there's probably a Jason Derulo concert on somewhere.
They're all an absolute rager in the forest.
Justin Bieber stands are all, you know, like geeking out somewhere.
Yeah.
But
and you know they're going to Mary, getting her to make her those potions, those underage potion chuggers out in the woods having a blast.
They're just having a good time these days. But
they're like, chug this, bro. It'll turn you into a newt. Good. There's like bats flying around, like half animals, half humans all banging each other. These were barbaric times. Barbaric fun times.
I actually freaking yearn for those days.
Yeah, the days of old. I actually would like to like to go back to the rage of old.
We started saying this was a bad, awful time.
But now it's actually sounding pretty
good. It's actually sounding pretty chill.
Because newsflash, today is shit. I don't know if you knew that, but now is bad.
I don't know if anyone's read a little thing called the news lately. The world's actually in a little bit of disarray.
Oh, and as you know, this is a small village. There's not really a lot of places that they could be. But there's one place in the village they haven't searched yet. Mary's cabin. So a number of townsfolk decided to head over and scope the place out.
You just gotta, you know, leave no stone unturned. Gotta check out all available options here.
Absolutely.
It's not because she's creepy and because she keeps to herself.
No.
And because she lives in the outskirts of town and no one has any contact with her and knows what she does.
It sells potion that turns children into newts.
Right. It's just because it's the last stone unturned.
Absolutely. So they head out there, and upon searching the cabin, they came up empty-handed.
Wow. Did they find Mary there, at least?
Mary was there.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, but they're not, like, they look through all her stuff and is chill.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, they're looking for, like, girls, and they're like, you find anything? No, I have no cauldron.
Right.
Eye of Newt.
Yes.
Black cat.
Yes.
Couple of sticks, little chopsticks. They're from, Chinese round here.
From the basement.
Freaking homeless, who down here? Don't be distracted by the Eye of Newt.
All the times people are like, whoa, check out this potion.
You got an Eye of Newt. That is so lit. That's amazing.
Distractions.
She's like, don't listen to the voices, don't listen to the voices. Look at this. Woo. She's like making all the furniture levitate. And they're like, that is pretty cool.
She's juggling at this point.
juggling girls. Don't pay attention to them. Don't look at the objects. Just look at the action.
Sleight of hand. It's amazing what people won't notice.
So even though they didn't find the girls, the villagers did notice something strange. Mary allegedly looked younger than ever. She was a goddamn 10. This old woman had become an absolute hottie.
So this is...
Pardon my French, but she was gorgeous.
Is this... Did anyone in the 13th century,
right.
You know, research on this? Did anyone actually make that note? Or is this you extrapolating, just like inserting your own artistic license? Did they mention that she was a dime piece?
No one specifically said that.
Okay.
But if she was an old, decrepit woman in the forest, and they show up, and she's in, like, I don't know... Gucci belt,
apple bottom jeans, boots with the potion stains.
Got the whole town looking for girls. She's looking good.
Okay,
the best she's ever looked.
So there, the townspeople are all walking in an angry mob with flaming torches, and the person at the front of the mob is going, "Let me just warn you, this lady is senile. She may not understand whatever we're asking her." Next thing they know, this old lady opens a door. She's got her hair in a messy bun. She's looking like a student. She's just like, oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Absolutely.
And they're like, oh, is Mary? And she's like, I'm Mary. And I'm like, God, she's a lot younger than we remembered.
Yeah.
So weird off the bat.
Already a little bit weird. I think if you prep everyone being like, there's an old witch who lives in a hut.
Right.
And you show up and you're just like taken aback.
Right.
You're not going to be expecting that. But isn't that the most witchy thing in the world?
It's very suspicious. I'll say that right now.
The villagers were suspicious, but there's not really much you can do.
It's true.
So they left. Now, things are quiet in the village for a while. But it isn't long before the next incident. There was a family in the village called the Millers. And one night, after a busy day on the farm, or whatever the hell old people did, they decide to hit the hay.
Or whatever, wherever old people's...
they slept. Mother Miller is tucking her daughter into bed.
Right.
Tight as well, because she doesn't want this girl to go walkabouts.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, kiss on the forehead. Have a good sleep, sweetheart.
I won't.
I won't, for all my friends are gone.
No, that's not... Look, I know not a lot of girls have been going missing recently.
Yes.
That's definitely over now.
No,
That's fine.
I don't feel safe, and I really would prefer it if I could sleep in your room.
How about... I'll read you a little story I'll read you a story and
then
you'll 17.
Feel better. I'm
17. Okay.
I don't need to be read to.
How would you prefer it
if I had company, people who could keep me safe?
Shush now. Here's, I want you to forget about witches and wizards and magic.
Mm-hmm.
So just relax.
I can't.
We'll read Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Sword. Chapter 1. Harry was a wizard.
Okay.
There's also witches in this world.
You've failed
already. Witches are real. It's just a book. Calm down. It's just a book.
You're manipulating my emotions.
It was year 1 at Hogwarts, and Harry was afraid his daughter would be grabbed by witches.
I feel like you're trying to disturb me at this point.
Sorry, I think it's in my head now
as
well.
I've never noticed how crooked your nose is. And how your feet barely seem to touch the ground at all.
I never noticed you could juggle so many girls.
Mum's at the bottom of the bed.
Well, that night, the daughter awoke from her slumber. She could hear a sound faint in the distance. This alluring wail.
I'm sorry, is that what an alluring wail is supposed to sound like? So, can we just
the
get a...
The call of the witch.
Something like one of those.
Right. It's like this witch is like...
Making like kissy noise as well. So she obviously, all of those noises were very alluring. So she begins to follow the sound as if in a trance. As she moved through the house, she accidentally woke up her mother and father.
Oh, of course.
She's in like a trance, you know. Yeah. She's smacking her head off all the pans and pots on the way out, stepping in like mouse traps.
She probably accidentally walks into their bedroom, accidentally smacks her mother and father over the back of their head.
And say, I never loved you. Still in the trance.
Beats her bald dad over his bald head. Just on the way out of the house.
It says, get a job, cue ball. I'm still in a trance, though. Don't blame me for this shit. Taking money out of his wallet.
Raiding the fridge.
It's like, Megan, you can't... Trance Megan. Two different people. She cannot be punished for what Trance Megan does. I still don't think... Silence! Trance Megan has had enough! You're like, it's not even, it's daylight outside. You're supposed to be in school. Silence!
This has been going for 3 weeks. There's no way you're still in a trance. Trance Megan is out of ice cream.
Why is she going a robot? Trance Megan requires ice cream. So she accidentally wakes up her mother and father.
Right.
And they run outside to see their daughter in the distance. Trance Megan walking into the forest.
Cripes.
And they start yelling at her. No one else can hear this alluring sexual wail.
Right.
It's only
deadly silent. Interesting.
Megan. So they're like, Megan, come back!
Yeah.
Megan! But she keeps walking out to the woods. So her father, like any good father would,
right,
grabs his gun.
What?
Loads that bad boy with silver bullets. Rounds up a group of other muggle dads to go chase her down.
Holy shit.
Now, I want to reiterate at this point that this story is a legend.
Uh-huh.
There's a chance it might be slightly exaggerated.
Also, when were guns invented?
As they approached the woods...
No, I just want to just get to the bottom of that, if you
we
could.
We are on a tight schedule, is the only thing. Like, it is genuinely late. I think we're on a... we're at 11:30 right now, so if you want to... Do you want to keep talking about the... You want to do the gun thing? Okay.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Right. Okay. Look. What do you want to Google right now? When were guns made? Siri says, "Mind your own goddamn business."
Siri, when were guns invented? Holy f! It actually, Megan's dad fucking invented guns. That's insane.
I actually knew that as well. That was one of the bullet
Holy
points.
Holy shit!
He actually on the fly. This was it.
Wow.
He freaked out and he was like, oh my God, I need a weapon.
It was just like, just divine inspiration just at that moment. Oh, wow.
It wasn't even like an old timey pistol. Like, he actually panicked and on the fly invented the Dragunov 50 cal.
Really?
He was afraid of the witch. So I think from a distance, the sniper rifle would give him the tactical advantage. And we're talking red dot sight. We're talking, you know,
night
eight.
Vision.
So he's, Megan's in good hands.
Okay.
As they approached the woods, the gang of Father Muggles, they saw a light glowing in
the... by the way, we need some... Right now, we need some awesome montage, like, dad squad music. I don't know what that would be.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
yeah,
some
yeah.
kind of 70s rock, you know?
I'm going to do, like, a little riff here. Dad squad!
Yeah.
Dad squad! Yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah! Don't touch a thermostat! Don't touch a thermostat! Or I'll be pissed and I am your dad!
When your daughter walks into the woods, what you gonna do? Get the dad squad together!
That was pretty good, actually. Your daughter's taken by a witch. Load up your pistol, shoot that son of a bitch in the face, yeah. Muggle dad squad. What is magic that you don't know? They're the dad squad.
We have to have another pass with that. Have to have an actual rap breakdown.
The only line I had prepared was, what is magic? They don't know. It's the motherfucking dad squad. Nowhere to go from there. We're going to try that last one again. What is magic? They don't know. Motherfucking what is this is like their, you know, when they're like handing out business cards? It's like, what is magic? We don't know.
Right.
Dad squad. I love it. Like, ironically, they're really shit at every conventional activity dads are supposed to be good at. So it's like, I actually like bust a pipe in my sink. Nope. Right. We don't know that. It's like, what? Because you don't know magic.
Vigilante witch hunters, mostly.
And to be honest, we're pretty iffy at that, too.
His gun goes off in his belt.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry about that one. Whoa.
I actually made this myself.
It happens surprisingly often.
But you didn't make a safety for it? A what?
Never heard of the word.
Guns are dangerous as shit. There's no safety involved. Bad dad.
Guns don't kill people. Witches do.
Another great t-shirt. So as they approach the glass, thinking more about that.
That witches breakdown.
It's for the dad squad. I don't know shit. As they approached, the light glowing in the darkness, Megan's father cocked his gun as they walked closer and closer. As they broke through... fucking hell. I obviously added cocked his gun. Alright, you don't have to laugh at it. He probably didn't cock his 13th century revolver.
Probably not.
As they broke through the trees, they couldn't believe their eyes. The old woman Mary was standing amongst the trees, holding a wand, pointing it right at the Miller's home. Megan was being drawn in to the light.
Goddamn.
Megan's father at this point has frankly had enough.
Could not shoot her fast enough.
Dad squad draws his firearm, blasts the witch. Right in the hip, Mary had been neutralized. The Muggle dad squad quickly searched the house for any evidence. Sure, they find a cauldron, maybe a wand.
Okay.
But no missing daughters. Still no missing daughters.
God damn. Well, at least he did a non-fatal aim. So
yeah.
They can at least get some answers out of her, hopefully.
Yeah, he was actually aiming to kill. That's the that's the kind of sad thing. He was going right for the face.
Right.
And he barely scraped her ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the legendary aim of the Muggle dad squad.
Right.
No missing daughters. That is, until they go around the back of the house and discover rows and rows of unmarked graves.
Whoa.
So they don't waste any time. They grab Mary, drag her back to town, tie her to a stake, and as was customary at the time, burnt her for being a little witch. But as she was burning, the legend says she uttered a terrible curse upon the villagers that she would be back for them.
That's why you don't give people the last words.
I know.
They always do that, you know, back in the olden times. Do you have any last words?
What are they going to say? They're a murderer. Like, don't let them talk.
They literally cast curses via words. Don't give them any more words.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. That's like, right when you're burning them, you're like, hand them their wand. Any last spells? That is a terrible idea.
Prisoner on death row, you know, night before, you know, he has to go down and, you know, walk the... What is it? The
Green Mile.
He has to walk the Green Mile. They come in with, you know, his last meal on a plate and leave it inside the cell. And they go, well, any last crimes? He's like, what? You heard me. Any last crimes?
I dare you to crime.
Prisoner just confusedly just grabs the prison attendant's baton.
But he's not stopping him.
Doesn't seem
him.
To do anything. He's like,
go on.
Squinting, just beats the guy over the head, breaks out of prison. That's why you don't give people that option.
Exactly. Bad, bad idea. Now, I don't know if you really know what we're talking about so far. This is the popular story known as the story of Bloody Mary.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard this story before. Is this a famous story?
So this is one of the most popular stories about... Do you know Bloody Mary?
No.
Oh, wow, we're gonna have fun today. The legend of Bloody Mary states that today, in this current world, if you stand in front of a mirror with a candle...
Right.
And chant her name three times...
Right.
You will summon her spirit in some form.
Okay.
That it was the whole thing, like, you'd be... kids would do it at sleepovers. Be like, let's do Bloody Mary. Like, you're supposed to go into the bathroom and, like, try and see if anything happens if you say her name three times.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a spooky kind of... Like, almost like, you know, you tell a ghost story around the campfire. Mm. You'd have a sleepover and try and summon a demon. At least I would.
And...
You can see how I got here. There's quite a few origin stories. Some people say it was a different witch... Some people say Bloody Mary is actually Queen Mary of England, who was nicknamed Bloody Mary.
Oh.
So there's a couple different backstories, but this one with Mary Worth is one of the most popular ones.
Wild. Okay.
And I will say that this version of the story I told is the most dramatic retelling of the events.
Okay. I mean, this very much read like a 13-year-old creative writing project.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Because the actual most popular... retelling of how that event took place was an angry mob went to the cottage of an elderly woman and dragged her from her bed, accused her of being a witch. She was confused and they burned her. Sometimes the ritual is more than just saying her name. Sometimes you have to chant, I believe in Bloody Mary. Or even, I killed your baby, Bloody Mary.
Wow, just really going for the throat then.
Really just trying to egg her on, like okay. get any kind of response from her.
Just to clarify, what happens if we say this?
Just as there's a number of different ways you can summon her, there's a number of different things and testimonies that people have said about what happens when you summon her. Some people say you just get a glimpse of her face in the mirror.
Okay.
Or see her standing behind you in the mirror.
Fine.
Others say... she will jump out of the mirror, steal your soul,
okay.
ripping you to shreds in the process, then forever trapping you in the mirror,
okay.
leaving your body to burn for eternity just like she was burnt.
Interesting. That definitely sounds like no one could have told us that.
Also, sometimes blood will pour from the bathroom taps.
Oh.
Just more crazy stuff.
So why is it always the bathroom? That's just where everyone has a mirror?
Yeah, I guess so. It's the most convenient place.
Okay.
Now, I know all of this sounds unbelievable.
You're right.
But just a quick search online throws back hundreds of testimonies from people who encountered Bloody Mary by following the ritual. And we're going to talk about one of those testimonies right now. Okay? There was a 13-year-old boy called Matty. And him and his friend decided to try and conjure the dark spirit.
Big mistake, kid.
It was sometime between 10 and 11 at night when Mike... was he always called Mike? It was. One of them was called Mike and one of them was called Matty.
Matty thought it would be a good idea to summon a demon. Anyway, his brother Mike...
summoned an angel for them to fight. Mike went into the bathroom alone. I don't know why, but they thought if they did it together, it wouldn't work. They would be safe. So they went into the
bathroom. Well, they didn't want to be safe?
They're idiots. They went into the bathroom.
Right, they're the idiot.
They went into the bathroom.
No, not like you, the person who took their story and printed it and read it on a podcast.
The testimony of children you've never met. So they went into the bathroom and they lit 6 candles and wrote in red on the mirror the numbers 666.
Mm-hmm.
Once they had the candles lit, Mike closed the bathroom door, sealing himself inside. Maddie stood outside the door, listening to Mike's muffled voice as his friend repeated Bloody Mary 6 times. That's a bit of a dick. Like, you know, 3 times is enough.
Yeah.
It's like, boom, double it. Come at me, witch.
Listen, the devil and this witch, they have jobs to do. And it would be like if you went out there on the street right now and you just found the nearest policeman and slapped him over the back of the head. He would turn around and he would go, hey, stop it. Go home. You're probably drunk. Go home. Let's say you did it another 5 times. That police officer is going to down you. And same goes. If you say Bloody Mary once, she's going to give it a pass. She's going to say, go home.
Exactly.
You drunk asshole. You do another 5 times, she's going to rip you to bits.
You know, you and I work in the paranormal sphere. Right. We have to deal with demons and, you know, malicious spirits all the time.
Sure.
You know the phrase, dance with the devil?
Mm.
We do that.
Mm.
But you know what we don't do? Break dance with the devil. Because that's rubbing it in his face. That's too violent. And he'll get excited and kill us. Maddie waited outside for 10 minutes and nothing happened. He became thirsty after waiting for so long.
10 minutes.
So he decided to grab an ice cold cola from the kitchen downstairs.
Wow. It's thirsty work.
On his way down the stairs, he glanced back at the bathroom door and saw the candlelight was still flickering underneath. So everything's cool. When he returned...
Smoke billowing from under the door.
When he returned, Maddie was surprised to see the candle was out. There was no light coming from the bathroom anymore. He tried to enter the bathroom, but the door was locked. He knocked for Mike to open up.
Mike! Mike!
Mike, put it out! You're freaking me out, man!
But he didn't respond. Maddie panics. He had to run downstairs and grab Mike's dad, inventor of the katana, who chopped down the door.
Dad squad!
Dad squad! Muggle dad squad!
Sing, 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 sing!
And I don't remember what the rap was like, so just input the rap we did right here. Go. What is magic? They don't know. For over 15 minutes, the two of them shoved against the door until at last...
Wow, weak dad.
Shut up, it was a really tough door. Until at last they heard a crack and they broke through. Inside the bathroom, they discovered Mike's dead body.
What?
How's that for escalating quickly, witch?
You goddamn wish. Cause of death? You've just strewn all your research onto the floor as if we're done here.
I think we're done here.
No cause of death, no autopsy.
Cause of death? He said Bloody Mary 6 times. She ripped his goddamn soul out of his head. Little bastard deserved to die.
Yeah, this story of this demon witch getting passed on through the ages, and then as it filters through to the modern age, the age of the secular, the age of rationality,
mm-hmm.
and no one believes in anything anymore. And these little kids just think they can take it for granted that they can mess with a demon, but what they find out is they get a little more than they bargained for.
Exactly. Icarus. They got Icarus'd. Yeah, it's interesting to note, you know, if you search Bloody Mary testimonies on the internet, I'm talking hundreds of people, all with the same stories. That was the most extreme one. It was a bit ridiculous as well. Some people say they saw a weird shadow behind them. Some people say all the taps in the bathroom came on at once. Little things like that, you know?
Okay.
They saw like a flash of like a bloody face in the mirror.
It's definitely a huge spectrum of paranormal phenomena.
It is, absolutely. But, you know, you get that with everything. Some people say they saw Bigfoot. Some people say they punched Bigfoot in the face. You know? There's a wide spectrum of a lot of different paranormal cases. So you got to take every story with a grain of newt. Well, luckily, we don't have to take that grain of newt after all. Because much like the episode we did recently with the Japanese Kleenex advert,
right,
we have an opportunity to to do some field work as paranormal investigators. A lot of the time we just sit up here in our ivory towers that we rode up on our high horses.
I like my horse. We're podcasting
down to the little sheeple. When we should be down there getting dirty in the trenches.
I don't know. I feel like I've earned this position.
We should be going gorilla style, rubbing mud on our faces.
I like human style.
Getting on the front line.
Not sure.
So what I propose is you and I, Kit, right now, to conclude and to make our minds up as to make whether or not the curse of Bloody Mary is real. Mm-hmm. Your mind's not up. Shut up. Do as I say.
Okay, fine.
Is that a wand? No, it's not.
Oh!
Ooh! You start getting really close to me. Shit, that's the close one. What's the do what I say one?
Ooh.
Why are they all
oohs and ahs?
What do you think? Are you up for this? It's an easy way to come to a yes or no. We put the curse to the test.
I say, you know, just for me to, I feel like my mind is kind of made up on this one, but but if it will prove to the paranormal nation one way or another, I think it's worth doing.
Let's do it. To the bathroom. So me and Kit are both against a very, very large mirror we have in our apartment. We have lit a candle on the podcast table.
Yeah.
And we are going to test out right now whether or not the curse of Bloody Mary is real or fake.
That's right. Listen, don't say we don't do shit for you guys at home. You guys don't have to risk your lives. We're doing it for you. We may get dragged to hell, broken up to bits, chomped up by Mary herself. So, be thankful.
I guess if we're doing the most basic one, all we really have to do is just say her name 3 times.
Okay.
6 if we want to be like these little asshole kids. I feel like we could even up them. We could go 7.
Should we outdo them?
Go for the
Guinness
kids.
World record of Bloody Mary taunts.
Let's do it. I say 7.
Okay.
I say 7. Okay. You ready? We got to look in the mirror. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.
I haven't noticed anything yet. The candle was flickering and then it stopped flickering for a little bit. But aside from that, I'm not feeling any light.
Too much so far.
I don't feel a spirit in the room. Unfortunately, you know, it is one of these things where, who knows, maybe I'll die in my sleep tonight.
Right.
But
I mean, with any luck, we'll come up with some sort of evidence like that.
But as far as this podcast goes, all we can do is come to the conclusion at the end of this show.
Uh-huh.
We did the experiment. It seems like we've come up empty-handed.
This time.
Yeah, I don't feel an evil presence looking over me. So I think in the investigation that we've done today of Bloody Mary and her curse, it's unfortunately going to be a no from me.
Well, Rory.
Oh my God.
In the investigation of Bloody Mary.
You must know something's wrong.
I will also have to come down.
You know you don't talk like this, right?
Only no. I guess there's nothing to it.
Oh, weird. what time is it, dude? Oh, man.
That's really weird.
I feel really groggy.
Your nose is bleeding, by the way.
Wow.
And your ears and eyes and face. Just blood everywhere.
We'll clean it up after the show. Anyway.
I just want to do a little test quick.
Right.
Mary?
Yes?
Okay, that's worrying. You know what just happened, right?
What?
Mary?
Uh-huh.
Wow, super worrying. I have to deal with this, so I'm going to end the show right now. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this episode of This Paranormal Life. Was that... Oh, Christ, he's doing the calls. He's doing the weird calls. Thank you so much for listening.
I think that sounds good.
Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, you can check us out on social networks. We are on Twitter, Facebook, where we have our secret society. If you want to support, are you cursing me? Why are my eyes so tired? Ah, shit. My mouth is getting swollen. If you want to support, you witchy bastard. If you want to support the Patreon, you can do so and you'll get a bunch of cool extra stuff, additional things, episodes. It's really great. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Rory. This guy is Witch Greer.
And we'll see you next Tuesday for the next episode of Dad Squad.
Dad Squad.
Dad Squad. Dad Squad.
Cruising the streets, looking for witches, cocking the glocks.
Cruising the states, looking for witches. They've all got Harleys. Dad Squad. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week. Bye bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.